Welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, aka The Whip Show. And right now, you are railing with the World Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Joe Walker.
Former WWE Women's Champions, Sasha Banks and Naomi, and current WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Sasha Banks and Naomi, unhappy with WWE's creative plans for them in singles competition and as tag champions, walked out on Monday Night Raw. They went, according to news sources and reports, they went into John Laurinaitis' office, handed over their titles, the tag titles, laid them on his desk, and they left. And this has started a groundswell of discussions across the wrestling community. With the wrestlers, with their peers, people who work in creative aspects of professional wrestling behind the scenes, with wrestling media and the wrestling community across social media. There's a report saying that their peers, many of their peers, their co-workers in World Wrestling Entertainment are not sympathetic in their decision. They don't. According to the reports, Sasha and Naomi were both to be a part of a six-pack challenge to determine the number one contender for Bianca Belair's Raw Women's Championship. There's some reports saying that Naomi was scheduled to win this six-pack challenge to become the number one contender, going on to face Bianca Belair at Hell in a Cell for the title, which she would lose. And there are reports saying that Naomi was going to win the match by pinning Sasha Banks, her tag partner, going on to Hell in a Cell to challenge Bianca Belair, which, of course, she would lose. Sasha and Naomi have really thrown themselves into making the women's tag titles relevant. I believe this is Sasha Banks' third run with those titles. Of course, she's one half of the original WWE Women's Tag Team Champions with Bayley. They were champions for the introduction of those titles, and rightfully so, they were the inaugural champions. They lost those titles. Bayley and Sasha lost those titles at WrestleMania to the Iconics, who I miss so much in WWE, but they are so dope in Impact. Anyway, they lost those titles at WrestleMania after only holding them for a couple months after the titles were introduced. And Sasha Banks took that hard. And she left. She left WWE for a long time over their creative decision with those titles. It's clear that these titles mean a lot to her. They're not just props. And she wants more out of them creatively. And she wants to see those tag titles supported. Her and Bayley won those titles again a second time at the height of the pandemic. And they were by far the two most entertaining people in WWE during that era, maybe in all of professional wrestling. If you think about what was happening when the pandemic was just raging, these empty arena shows, the Raw and SmackDown shows, what are they called? The Thunderdome shows, the audience watching on screens, no one there live. Man, they made the most of that. It was so entertaining. They were must-see TV. They were the reasons I was watching WWE programming. To be totally honest with you, Sasha and Bayley as the women's tag team champions. Now here's Sasha's third run with those titles. Her partner this time being Naomi, an incredibly athletic former women's champion who has been neglected by WWE Creative. I think they could have done more with her feud with Sonya Deville. Could have been a title involved. She's believable. She's unique among all the other women on the roster. The glowing wardrobe and entrance, her presentation. You look across the landscape of professional wrestling. Is there another athlete who has a presentation like Naomi? I don't think there is. You can have a popular entrance song and effects and pyrotechnics and all of that. There's some really cool entrances out there. Some really cool television presentations of certain professional wrestlers out there. But they have their similarities. They have their, you know, Naomi's is different. It's unique to her. Some might say, you know, her entrance is similar to what Jeff Hardy used to do with the paint and the lights. Okay. But is there another? Now, currently. No. She's unique. And the way she presents herself in angles to her opponent or potential opponent says she's believable. But for so long, you didn't see her. She was just left off of TV. Like, where did Naomi disappear to? She's a multi-time singles champion. Incredibly athletic. Incredibly entertaining. Where is she? It was great to see her back on TV again. The feud with Sonya Deville. I feel like it should have gone further than it did. And now, she's the women's tag champion with Sasha Banks. The two of them, you can tell that they have real friendship and chemistry off screen. It comes across on screen. And they want these titles to mean something. So for someone in a creative role to not invest in what they're invested in, man, I can see how that would hurt. Especially for Sasha Banks when this has been an issue before involving those titles. So hearing what they were scheduled, what was scheduled for them creatively on Monday Night Raw, being frustrated, they walked out. Now everybody has an opinion. There's multiple reports about why they walked out and the specifics of what happened. I can't say I care that much about the specifics, about the various reports, the why. Let's take it at its core, the frustration. The frustration with how you're being used and treated by your employer. How many of you listening are in a position right now on your job, in your career, where you feel like you're not being utilized, treated fairly, or heard? How often have you gone above and beyond in your role and have it not be acknowledged? How often have you invested yourself in your role to try to express its importance and how much you're willing to do to prove its importance? To have people above you ignore how much you've invested to make it important. Let's say you work in retail and you work in a position like, think of something obscure, like not obscure, but something you don't hear about regularly. You know, you see salesmen and cashiers, managers, janitorial, but what about something like, I don't know, let's say loss prevention, and you're a loss prevention lead, and in your role, you have almost single-handedly changed the culture of loss prevention in your location. Theft is at an all-time low. You've single-handedly stopped more shoplifters than most of your coworkers had ever seen before. And you've really restructured how it's handled in that location. And everybody around you has bought in. Nobody's going to steal from the store. When you're working in a shoe store, video game store, department store, working loss prevention, you're the lead. And everybody's like, yes, we're behind you. Nobody's going to steal from here. We're going to keep our eyes open. We're going to follow the parameters that have been put in place, the tools that we have been given to prevent these things from happening. And we're going to support you and help you in this role. But upper management, the decision makers, the higher ranked decision makers, are just kind of like, meh, and shrug their shoulders. You're in this role and you're not invited into any leadership discussions, but you're a lead. You're not invited to any leadership discussions. And in the few instances that you are made a part of these discussions, they're telling you they have some corporate mandated plans in place, some things that they want to implement that you already know are not going to work because you're the one that's hands-on with this particular area of your job and of this location, this store, this outlet. But because you're a good employee and you follow directions, you implement these things and they don't work. You say they don't work. You let them know they don't work, and they're like, eh. So you take it upon yourself to modify what you've been given, using it in accordance with what you do regularly, and you start to make this work. And you get others invested in it also. And then they're still like, eh. Your efforts go ignored. It's like they don't care. I think there should be security cameras in this area because this is a high traffic area. Things always go missing there. And they say, no. We need more cameras pointing at the door, people coming in and out. And in your role, you say, no, put just even one here. And I'm certain that we'll prevent even more loss because we'll see what's happening here in this area where things always go missing. And like, no, we want to catch them on the way out. We want to be able to see their faces. Naomi and Sasha Banks, like I veered off a little bit, but my point being, no one wants to feel like their efforts are being ignored. So there's no sympathy for the decision they made. How do we know this for certain? And if it is it really that big of a deal? Like, so what? The opinions vary, right? Look across social media how people are responding to this walkout of Sasha Banks and Naomi. Just look all across social media. Look at the news reports and how people are responding to those news reports in the comments and what's being said in the comments. My opinion, it's like sticking your head in a dirty toilet and you read the comments like somebody has gone and peed, puked and pooped in the toilet and then you stick your head in there. It's gross. It's gross. You can express yourself without being nasty. This is my opinion. I don't mind responding two comments, but we can have a back and forth typed conversation without attacking one another. We can disagree. We don't have to be nasty about it. The disagreement is out there about them walking out. But let's look at the foundation of why they did it. Or what we can assume the reason is they did it. Frustration with their job. That's happening everywhere. This is not something new. I gotta readjust myself in my seat and get comfortable for this because this is something that a lot of people should be able to relate to, I think. Frustration. Just frustration in general. Okay? You have a mechanic that you take your automobile to. And the mechanic is not fixing what you want them to fix. And you've taken your vehicle in multiple times. And each time you've done so, you leave there thinking that the issue has been corrected and it hasn't. And you're still having the same problem. When you return with your vehicle again, you would be rightfully frustrated. Like, yo, why isn't this working? I've been here with this issue several times. I expected you as the professional, as the expert, to have taken care of this, because this is what you led me to believe. These tag titles, that is Naomi and Sasha Banks' current vehicle. They're driving those. They're driving them. But there's something wrong with the tires. Excuse me. They're driving them. There's something wrong with the tires. There's something wrong with the bearings. And they want it taken care of. Upper management is the maintenance. Fix this. Give us some teams to compete against. Give us some stories that the audiences can invest in on television and live. Give us some purpose. Fuel this vehicle. The fuel pump's not working. Fix it. These tag titles are part of a larger vehicle. Their part of the vehicle is not being maintained. Fix it. Fix it correctly. Give it the attention it deserves so that it works properly. I don't think that's too much to ask. And when it's not happening, why wouldn't they be frustrated? Sasha Banks is one of the best performers in professional wrestling today. And she has a strong following in popular culture. There's more for her out there. Don't think that The Mandalorian is her only role. But that's the only thing that's available to her right now. I'm certain it's not. You've seen her on other television programs. You see how people respond to her. She's a star. But regardless of her stardom, she is invested in herself and making sure that as a performer, that she is respected. And as a champion, why wouldn't she want more from that in the on-screen role that's made her a star? Her and Bayley didn't campaign for those tag titles to have them be an afterthought, to have them be a no thought, to have those belts just be some props that get carried around. No title defenses, no marquee opponents, no roles on pay-per-views. Premium live events. They're just kind of there to the point where people forget they're there. Like, oh yeah, they are the tag champions. I forgot. Because you don't see them. Because they're not treated with any importance. They walked out. They were unhappy with the creative direction They walked out. This discussion is going to go on for a long time. And it amazes me the amount of backlash. They're not the first to walk out. And they're not going to be the last. Some people are looking at the racial aspect of it. It's not an aspect I looked at, but I can see why they would. These two black women walk out on WWE. And how bad that looks for some people. How dare they? How this situation ends, time will tell. Whether they come back, whether there's a sit-down discussion with them and Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, anybody that's in charge of creative and World Wrestling Entertainment right now, if they're able to rectify this whole thing, able to provide them a road to whatever destination they were hoping to get to as the women's tag champions. Where are we going with these titles? That's a question that I think that we should be asking too as fans. Where are they going with these titles? What's down the road? We don't know, because so often those titles are on the side of the road. Again, it's been so many times we didn't even see them. For the longest, I had no idea who the women's tag champions were. Didn't know. Titles just got shoved under a couch somewhere. You know what I mean? It's like you stick your hand under your couch looking for your TV remote, and you find some loose change. Like, oh, look, I found 50 cents. The women's tag titles shouldn't feel that way, but they do. Or they did anyway until Naomi and Sasha got them. They didn't feel that way when Sasha and Bayley had them, and then they just kind of went into obscurity. Sasha and Naomi got them, and now they're visible again. Only visible to a certain extent. Visible to a point where that visibility wasn't bright enough for the people carrying the titles, which made them frustrated with their employer. That happens regularly, everywhere. One of the things that's happened during the pandemic is people, a spotlight being put on how people are treated by their employers. The pandemic has been bad. More than 900,000 people are dead. It's so sad. Incredibly disheartening. I feel for everyone who's lost friends and family. Everyone. But the pandemic, it's had its benefits. It allowed some people to rethink what they wanted to do with their lives. It's allowed people to really recognize people that we might engage with often, but didn't even consider how important they were to our everyday lives. It allowed companies to look at their employers and say, man, you know what? We really don't pay them enough. Man, we really don't acknowledge what they've done enough or at all. And we need to change that. Back to Sasha Banks and Bailey again during the pandemic, when there was no one in the audiences, there were no people at these shows, even though they were live every day, you know, every week on television, on Monday, on Tuesday, when NXT was on, you know, NXT and SmackDown on Friday and Dynamite, and companies were doing what they could. To keep wrestling entertaining despite the challenges they were facing because of the pandemic. And I think a lot of them did a heck of a job. But applaud to the performers who went above and beyond to make that stuff work. In accordance with the support they were getting behind the scenes to get what we saw on screen. Naomi, I wish she could have been more of a focal point during that time, but we had Sasha and we had Bailey. Let's not forget what they did. They were, their entertainment value was, I can't even rank it. I can't quantify it. It was off any chart I could develop, any chart I could come up with. They were the reason I kept watching. They were a centerpiece of programming. And they had those tag titles on. Now you take that and you ball it up and throw it in a chest and lock it and say, that only mattered for that moment. It doesn't matter anymore. Nobody cares about these titles anymore. And you're one of those people that put in the effort to make that work. And now you're in a position to make it work again. And you're not getting any support in your effort. You see how that would be incredibly frustrating. The Naomi and Sasha Banks saga, I predict, is going to go on through the summer. It's going to be one of those topics of discussion across sports media, professional wrestling media, that's going to continue. Even if there's a semblance of resolution, that's still going to fester. That they walked out, and why? It's going to fester with the media. It's going to fester with the fans. It's going to fester with their coworkers, with their peers. Somebody right now is sitting in their car or their hotel or backstage, and they're saying, I've given everything to make this work, and I'm not being supported. Why am I here? What is the reason I'm here then? Maybe I should go. Maybe you, listening right now, are somewhere where you are giving your all with no acknowledgement. Maybe you, listening right now, are somewhere where you have brought ideas to the table only to have them ignored. Maybe you have been putting in the hours and you're like, I get no acknowledgement for what I've done or what I'm trying to do or what I do regularly. And I'm frustrated and I'm tired. What is my purpose here? Why am I still here? Maybe I should just go.
Thank you for listening to Railing with the Word Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Joe Walker, on the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, aka The Whip Show. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and support the platform wherever you get your podcasts from. Follow The Whip Show podcast on all social media and follow me on Twitter at Mr. Joe Walker. No excuses. Championships only. Be kind. Be creative. Win.